Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Price City Council member Lane Miller. Lane, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time.
Must be time for music.
Must be time for music, and you know, this is a bittersweet one because we're starting to run out of time.
Oh, on don't Culture say Connection. That. I'm not done yet.
I wish I didn't have to say it, but it's just the unfortunate reality. But, you know, these last few weeks, you guys have really pulled out all the stops when it comes to who's coming to town. I mean, the Deltas last week. It just blew everybody away.
Yeah, they're so good, you know. And the group we have coming up next week, this week, what is today? This week, this week is kind of like the Deltas. Davey's been around forever. He's a professional, played all over, opened for a lot of really famous people. I think we can expect the same kind of good music and a lot of fun.
Yeah, Davey and the Midnights are very similar to the Deltas, I guess, in the sense that this is a group who people are going to come up and ask you midway through the year, when are they coming to town? Because they're that loved by the community. They love being here, and they just sound incredible. So the community loves having them here.
I agree. And we were lucky to get them.
You know, it's one of those ones that we talked about with Ted a few weeks ago, excuse me, that, you know, when you're going into the planning phase of Culture Connection, you have a few groups that you need to nail down quickly.
Who do you book first?
Yeah, who do you book first? Yeah. And one of those mitigating circumstances is if that group's on tour, and it's one of those fan favorite groups like the Deltas and like Davey and the Midnights, they're touring right now, and Price Utah gets to be a stop on that tour.
Aren't we lucky?
You know, it's always fun to see these groups, and I love the songbook that Davey and the Midnights break out. They break out kind of that Americana sound, great American songbook, and you know, I love that sound that they bring to the Culture Connection stage.
And what better place to listen to them than in the shade, in the park, outdoors? Couldn't be better. Good music, good environment.
No, you can't overstate how important that shade has been to the newer Culture Connection experience. I mean, I love wherever you go in Washington Park, you're going to be able to find some shade, whether you're in the front, the middle, the back. There's always at least some shade for you to enjoy. And the sound system you guys have out there carries so well across the park that no matter how far you are, you're going to be able to hear it.
And did you know we have a new, better sound system coming any day now?
Now that is very exciting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is that the one you approved at the last city council meeting?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's always nice seeing community involvement in these projects, because this is something that, as we've talked about time and time again, Lane, this is something that really unites the community. This brings people together. It gets them out of their houses, and it gets them interacting with each other, making friends with their neighbors. And, you know, it's good to have that kind of event in a community.
Well, if you look at the turnout we've had for the really popular groups, the Saturday of International Days, just before the drone show, I always try to do an unofficial count. I lost track at 800 people in the park. I mean, if you look, the park was almost full. And then by the time the drone show started, it was full, shoulder to shoulder.
You know, it was crazy how packed the park was for International Days. It's incredible how many people you can fit into such a smaller space. Now, entering this Culture Connection season, before we got started, you guys sent out a survey. You wanted public feedback on these things, and you've been able to implement some of those changes so far. What have you been hearing from the public about this Culture Connection slate?
I've heard no negative comments. None. And I would hear them. I mean, if somebody had a strong opinion that they wanted to talk about, I'd hear about it. Just positive from the band members to the audience, from everybody. It's been a wonderful season.
It really has. I have to agree with you there. This has been a great season for Culture Connections. And you know, even though the Washington Park slate of these concerts is ending, coming up after that, you got the official closing over at the Helper Arts Festival. And that's something that I've always really liked about Culture Connections, is you take the time and you help recruit artists for the Helper Arts Festival, because that's just another big event for our community. It gets people out, not just in Helper, but people go to the surrounding areas. They stop to eat. They stop to get some gas. And it really helps get that economy going here in Carbon County.
Sure it does. Yeah, if you look at the number of people who have come, a lot of people have come from outside the area, spent money, bought gas, bought something to eat. It's a an economic driver. It's becoming that. You're right.
It really is. And, you know, it's good to have events like that that are going to be that economic driver for the area. Because the more people we can get down here to experience our area, I think the more likely they are to come back once they see how beautiful things are down here.
Absolutely.
Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just thank you, everybody, for supporting us this summer. And we look forward to planning something even bigger and better for next year. That's our goal.
And, you know, I think each year it does get bigger and bigger. Lane, it's always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Price City Council member Lane Miller, and we were talking about this week's Culture Connection, where Davey and the Midnights come to Washington Park to take the stage. That's going to be this Thursday, August 7th at 7 p.m. Not going to want to miss this one. Always a fan favorite. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.